Yeah. Or like, we'll special. Fucking rip our testicles off.
Maybe not that.
No.
For 200K, maybe.
This is the non-confrontational podcast. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Non-Confrontational Podcast. It's episode 20.
It is!
On a very humid Tuesday.
No, Tuesday.
Tuesday evening.
And it's episode 20. I didn't even realize that. It's a big episode too.
We're in a steamy sweatshop room recording the podcast on a very special day.
I guess if you want to start with that, I think we talked about when my AC... No, we talked about when my heater, my water heater, and my like furnace in my house broke. And that was like when it was still cold in Ontario. A few weeks later, it gets really fucking hot. I mean, we just had snow 2 weeks ago. Now it's really hot.
35 degrees.
And now, yeah, now my AC breaks.
Humidity and Greg's AC breaks, and we're in a little heat bucket.
Hey, powering anyone through. Could have offered like, hey, Greg, pack up the shit, come to my place.
Oh, I thought it was fixed.
Yeah, I didn't know it was
I forgot. Fixed.
Why? I told you guys yesterday all day how I was dying of heat.
Yeah, well, I thought they came yesterday. Like, they were like, let me readjust. Yeah. And now today you were like, I'm in the money.
Yeah, I thought you were.
No.
I thought you were. That's why I wore pants.
Yeah.
I went home to change.
Showed up in long pants. I'm like, what are you doing?
I thought that's how you know I thought that I was going to be sitting in the AC.
No, I've been dying.
Oh, yeah. It's hot.
This is the first. No word ever lie. This is the first time I've had a shirt on today.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. And
we could have done the non-shirtless podcast.
No, it would have been the shirtless podcast.
This is actually...
Or the no shirt podcast.
Surprisingly, I mean, because there's the three of us in here talking, it's going to get hotter. But without you guys, this is the coldest room in the house.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. It's kind of like a little basement cantina.
Yeah. And I might... Like, last night I slept in my bedroom, but tonight I actually may sleep down here.
Did you sleep naked?
Yeah.
I would have slept naked for sure.
I can't sleep in the heat.
No, me neither.
No, yeah. I didn't fall asleep till really late.
No, I don't blame you.
Like, just like a thin sheet, just because I'm weird... Mm-hmm. I have to have something on my shoulder when I go to sleep. It could be like the rest of my body could be completely. I don't know why. I don't know if it's like some like safety thing from like I was a little kid.
Yeah. Like
I need to like have something just to, so I had like a really thin sheet. Other than that,
security.
Just boxers.
I don't. I wouldn't have even had the boxers on. I just would have needed to bear it all.
I can't. Just because I know, especially in the morning, my parents walk in my room like before like they're leaving.
I would have prepped them. I would have said, listen, fellas.
Don't come the fuck in.
Your boy's going to be fine.
Unless you want to see some butt cheeks.
Your boy's going to be naked tonight.
Well, speaking of Greg's heater, air conditioning not working, why don't we go back to when it all started during our lovely live stream?
That's true. That was great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great live stream.
Oh, I was going to mention 50K followers first.
Oh, okay. We could do whichever.
Yeah, we'll go into the live stream, but we hit 50,000.
We did.
Huge. 50,000.
That was sweet.
That's why this is crazy. It's like episode 20 and 50,000 followers.
That was fucking.
A lot's happened since the last podcast.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think that it was destiny that we hit 50,000 followers because, Julian, thanks to you, we said if we had 50,000 followers this month, we're waxing your legs.
So Julian's going to wax his legs because we hit 50K. We were hard stuck like 45,000.
In 3 weeks.
Yeah, if we hit 100K, I'll buzz my head and get a tattoo.
And then we said we're going to wax your legs, and they were like 50K.
Not just 50K, 54.
Yeah.
Another week where we got 10,000 followers.
Yeah.
And quite the wild ride.
What were you going to say?
75K. I'll do a mustache.
But when do we have to?
I don't think anybody will want to see the mustache.
But like,
just
you're
coming
back so fast.
75K.
What do you want me to do? Wax the beard?
75K.
Come back slower?
No. 75K, just shave the mustache.
Ew.
Like, shave.
Ew.
Yeah.
Dirty.
That'd be good.
How about that.
How about
you just have to make sure you do a podcast with just the mustache. It would be that.
Whoa. I can't put the beard back on.
No.
I think it's better if you shave
the mustache.
I mean,
if we hit 75K or something like that, you have to, you shave the beard, but it has to be the day that we're
recording. Yeah, that's what
Yeah.
Because
it'd be stupid if you did it on a day and like 4 days later you come here, you're like, yeah, I shaved, but my beard's already back.
No, I wouldn't do that.
75K, I'll wax one of my cheeks.
Because I grow hair like a motherfucker.
Wow, that stinks.
What?
A horrible butt.
What?
You're going to wax one of your butt cheeks?
One of them.
Nah, that's not fair.
Super lame.
That's because he wants his ass cheeks fucking butt waxed.
No, just one.
He doesn't know how to do it himself.
Even worse. Just one.
Yeah, I'll shave the rest. I don't know what it feels like to get waxed.
Wax something that's going to hurt, man. Waxing your butt hurts, won't bro. Hurt.
Why won't your butt hurt?
Your butt's a thing. It's all fat. No, there's your butt hurt there.
I think your butt. Well, you want me to wax?
Your butt would hurt.
Not your ass. Yeah, your asshole. Like, if you go between the cheeks, but, like, the cheeks.
Who's going to do it for you? Because I ain't fucking getting down guys? There and pulling that. No, you're going to fucking, like,
your
fart in my face.
Your butt won't even hurt.
You don't think so?
No.
I guess we'll find out.
Like, your, like, chest
had my eyebrows waxed before.
Yeah, those hurt. Yeah, but think about where this is. What's it right on? It's right on bone, really.
Had my feet waxed before. That hurts.
Where is it?
Right I get bone. It, but I still think, like, still think my butthole would hurt.
Yeah, you're
I'm not waxing my
I know,
butthole.
It's his cheek, dude.
Okay, yeah.
It's different than, like, the between.
I made a mistake saying butthole.
I think Greg said for 75K, you do butthole.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Go get a Brazilian wax. Let the lady bend you over.
That's, no, I'm cover already getting yourself up. I'm already getting a tattoo for 100.
Yeah, that makes me uncomfy.
200K.
Yeah. The idea of a Brazilian wax.
Yeah, I mean,
for sure.
I'd probably
look at us. We're setting all these milestones of things we're gonna do. I see people on TikTok. They're like, they hit like 200K, and they're just like, make a fucking 7-second video. Thanks for 200K.
Yeah,
we're like, we'll we're special. Fucking rip our testicles off.
Maybe not that.
No,
for 200K, maybe
500K. Me and Julian will box.
Yeah.
Speaking of boxing,
it'll be live streamed.
Again.
Phenomenal great. Turnout.
Phenomenal everyone. Turnout. Thank great you, everyone. Stuff. To all 91,000 of you. Almost yeah. 91. Pretty
sure,
close.
All 91,000 are listening to this as well.
Yeah, well, if anybody listens, to, thank yeah. you for being there.
New followers.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
that you guys
got about 1,000.
Seeing our live stream and then decided to follow. I mean,
pretty
that
clutch.
Makes us feel special.
But yeah, no, it was crazy. We all sat down here together, mm-hmm. watched the fight, paid for it. Had a nice big sign up behind us.
Yep.
It's right there. I tried to save the papers because for the fight this weekend coming up.
Oh, I'm just going to make a new one.
This is a waste of paper.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll throw it out.
You're going to see it through the other side. But anyways, yeah, we made a beautiful sign.
A lot of people fucking complimented the sign, but I can't tell if it was compliments or if they're just being like, nice sign.
All I know is that a lot of people engaged, and that's what matters.
They kept saying like nice sign, but then after like I don't know if they were saying like that's actually a really nice sign or it looks like a third grader did it, because like let's be real, you colored Logan in scribbled like it's scribbled in blue and red. It looks like a third grader who really likes Spider-Man made it.
I do like Spider-Man.
I'll be honest, I've never seen a sign on TikTok that was like artsy and done well. Like I think
I even
if you
shaded
actually had
the,
a good
the
one,
letters, man.
Yeah, yeah, no,
like
you know,
there's
you did
shading,
well.
Like the inside's darker than the outside.
Mm-hmm. I think if you did a good one, it'd just be a waste of your time.
Well,
it's
yeah,
difference.
That's what I mean. I don't think it. I think people would actually be less likely to be like, "This guy's a tryhard."
Yeah, you gotta have you some to type have of that, jankiness,
like,
right? Yeah,
no, I feel like it just wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the low effort signs are just.
Hey, that was like medium effort. Give me a break.
No, that is medium. That is medium effort.
You used some paint in there. I see.
No, that's medium effort.
You started off with markers, and then what did you?
Yeah.
You ran out of paint.
No. I started with markers, and the fumes were getting to my head.
Yeah.
Like, literally, no lie. And I'm like, I need to switch my medium.
I thought it was taking you too long, so you're like, the paint's gonna be like.
No, it stunk so bad. I put on my mask, and I still stunk. And I'm like, why? I think my markers were stale.
We had
to be honest.
We had good turnout. Like, there was a lot of nice comments.
Lots of breakfast comments telling us their favorite breakfast.
Yeah, we were really getting good engagement from people. They were listening to us.
Yeah, our main three questions were, who do you think is going to win the fight?
Yeah.
What do you eat for breakfast? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite anime?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And our most comment was, are you showing the fight? Are you showing the fight? Are you showing the fight?
So I'm thinking the next live stream boxing event we do is probably going to be consistent. So be prepared for those questions once again.
Yeah, I liked it. It worked really well. People like to share their breakfast foods. And then people seen my shirt. I had Ichigo, the main character from Bleach, on it.
Mm-hmm.
They like that. They're like, hey, I have the same shirt. Hey, do you like anime? And I'm like, yeah, look at my shirt.
It was a great talking point
fucking,
for sure.
It was great. People caught on. I was happy about that.
I might wear a shirt that.
Yeah, that has a nice. That's kind of why
talking
I wore it,
point
to be
shirt
honest
too,
with you.
Yeah.
It's not something that like blends right in. It's something that people will see it and be like, maybe like, we should wear the same shirt.
Oh, that'd like be that. Funny. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody wears the same shirt? Fuck.
You should wear a Manscaped shirt. You're wearing it today.
Yeah, I am wearing it.
People, I don't know if you can't really read it. Yeah. You have to wear it backwards.
I tried plugging it at the end, just as a joke more than anything.
Did you see a lot of the comments?
They were mean.
They were mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Because I'm sure somebody was like.
Somebody was maybe. Like, maybe I'll buy it.
I love that.
What are you going to do? I'll sell out for it a little bit.
Yeah, all right. Don't blame me. It was a good idea.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like I'm like, we're literally ending the stream. 600 people here.
Might as well throw the code.
20% off at Manscaped.
I think if we did that more frequently throughout the stream, we would have had like...
It would have been bad.
It would have been bad, yeah. Like if we kept trying to plug it, I think it would have been
people
like,
would have probably been like, okay, this is like...
Goodbye, you fucking clout chasers.
We had a lot of people stay the whole time. And there were some people that came from my original stream
which was cool.
Were in this one here. And that was pretty nuts.
Yeah, there was one guy, Riley Custer, who's there from the beginning. And I don't know, the guy just... It kept making me laugh because so... He just would like say one thing every once in a while. He would just send the same thing. Until you guys said sheesh.
Yeah.
And then he just kept sending sheesh, like on the, like exactly every 10 minutes. And like, I just kept seeing.
Just had to remind us, you know?
Yeah. And it was awesome. Cause when we said sheesh, we lost like 50 people.
Yeah.
50 people dropped off.
We did a lot of things that I think lost people.
When we started boxing, we lost some people too.
And then we asked them to stay.
No, we asked them to stay, and they did stay. We actually generated more people with our boxing.
It was like hit or miss. It's like who you had in there. Yeah. One time you guys started boxing, lots of people dropped off, but the other people were loving it. So like, I don't care. Leave. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't fucking like
it.
I think
we might have earned some loyal people with the boxing.
Yeah, and they're like,
everyone was finding it. Like, a lot of the comments were like, oh, I find this funny. Then the next time you guys did it, more people came in. It was like...
So
it was like
very hit or miss.
Okay.
Now, back to that discussion, were we more entertaining than the legitimate fight itself?
Well, there was lots of hugging. Lots going on in a fight.
Somebody asked us to hug.
We did hug too. That was nice. Yeah. Got accused of dating.
A lot. Quite a few times. A lot of times. It was because we were sitting really
close like how we are
now. They were like, why are your legs touching? And I was like...
I didn't know there was a rule about that.
Yeah, and I wanted to say, because look at the camera, guy. Like, where do you think I could fucking go? You know what I mean? Like, couldn't you not figure out the ratio? There was nowhere else for me to go.
Yeah.
I don't mind a little leg touching either. Makes you feel close.
Yeah. It's not that big of a deal.
No.
Yeah.
People are just being childish.
Yeah, I thought so.
Come on,
it was pretty funny. It was giving me a good laugh, though.
It was good. A lot of the girls had good comments, man. Some people are so fucking funny.
Ruthless.
This funny shit.
Oh. Yeah, but no, like, my favorite thing is if you see there's one picture of Logan and Mayweather just kind of, like, holding each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're clinching, like, they're trying to, but they're, like, hugging. It looks like hugging.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
There was a few good punches thrown.
Yeah. Do you think Floyd knocked him out?
Yeah.
You see
that clip?
Yeah, so, like, my thing is, like, I don't think he did.
I don't know. I don't think he knocked him out. I think he probably just really gassed.
Yeah.
And he got clipped hard, and he was like, I'm just going to drop my weight.
I don't think he was knocked out, but I think he would have, like, dropped him.
Maybe he went to a knee, yeah.
Maybe he would have put him to a knee, or he would have had him, like banged up enough where he could have dropped him.
Yeah.
I think what happened was, like, I think if you watch the clip, he gets hit. He then after, like... He's still there, and then he kind of, like, falls over.
Yeah, his head goes a little limp.
But the thing is, I think he was just so exhausted, and he fell on Mayweather, and I don't think it was that Mayweather wanted to keep him up.
I don't know about that. Well,
that's what people are saying. People were saying, did Mayweather keep him up to keep the fight? I don't think so. I think he just fell on Mayweather, and Mayweather couldn't do anything else.
Yeah,
he can't really push him off.
He's fucking heavy as shit.
Yeah.
Right? He went.
That's what makes
limp.
Me think he wasn't knocked out either.
Yeah.
Because if he was out cold and he puts his body like hard limp on you, Mayweather would just back up and he'd slip off.
But I do think he was like staggered enough where if Mayweather hadn't been there, like Mayweather hits him and like slides and out of the way, I think he would have been like
forward
stumbling forward.
Yeah.
And maybe fell down. But
the reason why I think he's gassed, and I don't know if it's the same round, but go look at when he's fucking holding the ropes.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, he's fucking in the
I saw so many memes about that.
Dude's in the fucking T-pose or something, right? Like, looking like the prey to Jesus.
Yeah. People were like, forget about the fight. I just want to hit Logan from the back. And it was like that picture so there. And I was like, that was good shit.
The Lil Nas X tweet that?
That was good.
But I definitely think that.
Yeah, I could see him tweeting that too.
I don't know. Let's put it up to the viewers though. Like, show them you guys fighting. Show them Logan Paul and thing hugging. Who's
tell us,
more entertaining?
Tell us who's more entertaining. We strongly think it was us because we were doing no looking,
and then every now and then we'd get up and actually box. Like,
that was good fighting too.
Yeah, and we didn't just do like it wasn't just 8 rounds and no winner. We had 3 actual fights, and you guys kept going back and forth. It was pretty intense.
Julian beat me 2-1.
Yeah, it was tough.
He did take
and then
me down.
We did a poll with the audience. And they for some reason think I would have been a fucking
phenom
boxing.
Man.
They
I don't
really
think
confident.
Anybody voted for me.
No, I won that in a landslide, and I don't know why.
The community vote. The judges.
That community vote that we had, they were like the fucking guy on the right or whatever. Whoever was me.
You were there.
Yeah.
You got a boxer's build.
I don't know why.
It's the beard.
You think yeah, it was maybe. The beard, right? They seen it.
They seen it. They're like, yeah, that kid's definitely
probably 6'5".
He's got more testosterone.
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 Yeah, I was. I mean, I'd lose.
I don't know.
I'd lose. Yeah.
You're shorter and like less of a reach, so it's definitely harder for you to. Yeah. But if we were the same size, I think you'd beat me. You're definitely sturdier. You got the longevity.
Yeah, that's my best bet is getting up.
No, see, that's the thing. I don't know if I could drop you. I feel like I'm a glass cannon, and you might just be a bowling ball.
Fucking bowl.
You're slow as molasses, like with the strikes, but I feel like you could take a good hit.
I think I could take a good hit. Yeah, I think it'd take a lot to keep me down. To be honest,
like it'd have to be like MMA. I'd have to jump on you,
and pound my face in.
But they pull me off. They pull me off.
And you're lucky if I fucking, unless I squirm out of there and then Herb Dean doesn't stop the fight.
Yeah.
He wants to see me die.
If it's just boxing and you could keep getting up, I might have 44 knockdowns, but it's like, but like you're going to get back up and I'm going to get tired and you're going to just shatter my glass cannon chin.
Yeah, maybe. That's just, that is one outcome of the fight.
Yeah.
I mean, unlikely, but possible outcome. Yeah.
I'm not even included in this. I don't want to fight.
Why?
Because.
You're not into the YouTube boxing thing.
In what
like,
sense?
Like, you don't want to... Like, me and Pepsi are always like, I'd love to do YouTube boxing.
Yeah, you guys keep saying you guys want to fight. No, I don't want to fight.
And you're not into it at all.
I've had my brain rattled once, and I know if it happens again, I might not get back up ever again.
Mm. Oh, you would.
No, I don't know.
Think about how many concussions football players get.
Yeah. I don't... Listen, you know why it's scary? It's because I got that concussion, right? And it's like, I used to think, like, I used to always be like... Like, I had a concussion, I had to stay home for a month, stuff like that. And I'd be feeling fine one day, and I'd be like... Am I completely faking it? Like, I feel like it's all in my head. I'm completely faking it. I'm like, fuck this. I'd get up. I'd start walking down my hall. I'd get all woozy. I'd, like, almost fall. I'm like, I'm not faking this. I'm going back to bed. Right? That always happened. And then after 2 years, it's like you think that I'd be, like, completely fine. But it's like something hit me. Like, something hits me in the back of the head. And then suddenly I'm super fucking dizzy. Like, super dizzy. It's like, I have to sit down. So, hence the reason why I don't want to fight, because I know that it's just like, I'll just get hit in the head, and, like, suddenly, like, I'll see, like, I'll be spinning. Mm. I get hit once more. Who knows? I might not be getting up.
Mm. I think you'd get up. I'm going to try to encourage you. If somebody offers you a bag to fight, I'd be like, Greg, you're going to get up, take the bag.
If they offer me a bag, I'll just pull a Ben Askren. What can I say?
Yeah. Fuck, if you got hit like Ben Askren, maybe you wouldn't be getting up. You might not be getting up.
I just meant in the sense of as soon as I take a punch.
Nobody gets knocked out like Ben Askren.
Funky man.
Funky Ben. Funky
But in terms of like how our TikTok's been kind of popping again though with like the live stream stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Tune in this weekend because the TikTokers versus YouTube TikTokers. I have a lisp today. TikTokers versus YouTubers is going to be Saturday. I might not be there. Mm-hmm. I'll let you guys know. I'll probably find out very last minute if I'll be there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's going to be good.
It will be.
Let's get some predictions in here. Who do we think is going to win?
Give us a list.
Let's get a list. Here, I'll pull it up.
We could do the first one. I know the first fight. It's Bryce Hall versus Austin McBroom.
Austin McBroom is going to win for sure.
Yeah, I think he has like dad strength.
Yeah. That's what I said to you.
Yeah, and I agree with that. At first I was like Bryce, but I'm like dad strength. Yeah.
I told you.
Like a mile.
I looked at Julian, I'm like, he's got three kids.
Yeah, a man with three kids definitely. Yeah.
You got that. He's got that like.
Yeah, I'm a fucking dad.
I'm a dad, right? Yeah.
He's going to be like a dad who gets cut off in like midday traffic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the anger.
And Logan's made a good point. Bryce is really good at getting his ass kicked, for sure.
Yeah.
So I feel like
he could get clowned.
Yeah.
I actually think that card like is going to be so entertaining. It's not even funny.
I think they're both going to gas out so horribly bad.
I think it's going to be hilarious.
They're just going to be laying on top of each other, just two sweaty men, a dad and a young boy, just rubbing sweat on each other the whole time.
It's kind of weird because like, isn't Austin McBroom's like almost like 30?
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird fight.
I know. Bryce Hall's like, what, 15, 16?
No, Bryce Hall's our age, 22. He's 29. And I just kind of find it weird, like, when you're out there, like...
It's not that much difference, I guess. Yeah.
I know it's not that much difference. We're all adults, but, like, I still feel like a kid. I'm living at home, right? If a 29-year-old was, like, trying to beef with me and want to box me, I'd be like, dude, what's your deal? Yeah, but I also realize
but if
I also
he wants to box you for no money,
that's weird.
I get it's for like money, but I'm even saying still, it's like, it just to me, it feels weird. It's like, okay, you're a 29-year-old with three kids. This is Bryce Hall, who just like went through a breakup with Addison Rae or something like that.
Shorty the best.
It's like, okay, now let's box this kid.
if Austin walks out and they don't call him Austin McBoom,
yeah,
I don't know
right.
What,
like, he just has on. A built-in nickname.
He's I don't got to.
Here's some of the other fights.
You should come up with that song, Here Comes the Boom.
Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Yeah.
So the next That's one, good. Which is the second last fight, is Anision Gibb against Taylor Holder.
Yeah, I don't think Gibb. If that fight, because you said that there's a weight issue with
so
Gibb.
This fight might not happen because right now there's a weight issue where Gibb, so like Taylor Holder may not be able to put on enough weight to fight him. So they're actually saying it might not go through.
How much do they weigh?
They're 25 pounds apart, roughly.
Do they need a fill-in? Do they need a fill-in?
How much you weigh, though?
Yeah, no.
Right
you
now?
Would,
about 170.
You would make it, yeah.
You'd make it. You'd have to cut, like, 10 pounds.
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. No, you're wrong.
You're fighting at 165.
No, the reason why, from what I understood, Taylor Holder has to get to 165, 170 to fight.
Yeah, to fight him, yeah.
To fight Anision Gibb, and Anision Gibb is like, no, they're not saying Anision Gibb has to lose weight. He's like 185 or like...
Well, he's tried to lose weight. That's a problem.
But they said it's okay.
Like, that's the issue. Like, he's trying
to lose
weight.
So wait, who has to make or gain weight?
Taylor Holder. Taylor Holder has to gain weight.
Yeah, because Anison can't lose anymore, he said.
But Taylor Holder, like he said that, like he's been like all the training, and everything has made him lose weight, not put on weight. Dude, he's not eating enough. You probably eat like fucking peanuts.
Yeah, definitely gotta
it's
be.
It's easy
eating.
To put
what does
on
he have
fucking
to get
weight.
To?
I think 170, from what I understood.
Oh,
I might be wrong, but it's like 165.
Fill me in, I'll knock out Gibb.
They want him at 170. Yeah, 65.
It's 165, 170 around there.
Oh, easy. I'll get to there.
And then they're saying that if he's at 165, he still might be 25 pounds lighter.
I still think I could beat.
Yeah,
I think Gibb. I think that Gibb should definitely put in a little bit more effort.
Yeah.
To try and lose some weight as well.
Just stop eating.
Yeah
so
like,
easy.
As much
go,
as like
go in the sweat room.
Like, come on, you could definitely put in some effort.
Yeah,
unless he's lost like 30 pounds or something, and he's like, I'm at my breaking point. But how heavy was he prior? There's no way he was 220. He doesn't. No. He looks maybe max 200.
Yeah,
I think Taylor Holder's a bitch. Why he's saying he can't take a punch from Anision Gibb? At that weight?
Oh, I agree. I think they won't sanction it. I think he'd do
no,
it.
No, yeah, that's the thing. No. They won't. Like, they won't. First, it's for safety reasons. They won't sanction it. But then after, also, too, in the fucking heat today.
Heat?
I didn't.
You could even
he's
eat.
He's pulling out food, guys.
This is my shtick, remember? It's all.
Yeah,
I gotta commit
to it.
Today doesn't feel
today
like the day for
yeah,
it.
Why?
There's no AC. It's going to smell bad.
Why is it going to smell bad? I just took it out of my fridge.
What is it?
It's rice.
What's in?
Rice and chicken.
Chicken.
Anyways, but then he also said he's like I'd want to fight. He's like, but I'm not gonna even be stupid. He's like, a punch coming with like 20 pounds behind it, like extra, is like really gonna be difficult to handle.
Not for Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, that's Floyd. Floyd wasn't expecting to get hit. Some of these other people, I mean, like I don't
so
know.
So wait, who do you think's gonna win?
Oh,
I got Taylor.
If they fight, I'd say Gibb. But I don't know. Gibb might fucking try to break his squat record from the Jake Paul fight. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I think Taylor's probably gonna beat him.
Yeah, Taylor looked like he had some hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fast.
I watched Taylor training with his boxing coach, and like this is how he just dodges punches.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, yeah. If he was fighting a real boxer, he'd get fucked up.
But he's fighting Gibb, and I have no faith in Gibb.
We don't know. We don't know. Taylor Holder's going to dodge his punches like this, and Gibb's just going to...
Yeah, so I just think it's going to look more
this
like,
is
a,
gonna
like
be
they're going to do the electric shuffle or whatever it's called.
This is going to be terrible.
Horrible.
Like,
it's going to be shit. It's going to be worse
fucking,
than the first one.
If everyone thought that like the fucking Logan Paul versus Mayweather was bad... No,
I have a feeling no one's even going to want to watch it, to be honest with you.
I actually
I'm way more intrigued in this than the Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather fight.
No, but yeah, but
this is what I think is going to be so funny.
Are you so intrigued you're willing to pay $60?
It's $60?
It's the same price as the other one. It's
no.
Thing.
Oh, I'm not that intrigued.
I could be wrong, but it should be. It's the same price as the thing.
Oh,
one.
That's.
Because it's a Thriller.
Oh.
It's $50.
Yeah.
You can get the belts for a $20 discount, though. How?
Okay, so I'm not intrigued.
Oh, if you lock in the early
bucks.
Sales price.
But that's what I mean, right? So $30, that's American, right?
I'd assume so, yeah.
So it's about almost like $40 for us.
Oh, okay.
No, that's the early sale price. I don't know if we got the if we can get it still.
Oh, we might not even qualify. So yeah, so about $60. I'm not that intrigued.
No, I'm not, but I think it's going to
be like a shit show. Who's performing this time? Fucking P. Diddy?
There's no way they're going to have that many performers. Because like you also got Tanner Fox versus Ryland Storms. Which,
another good fight, man.
I don't even know what Tanner Fox, or I don't even know what Ryland Storms looks like. I don't even know who he is, but I'm...
Me neither. It's going to be funny, man. Tanner Fox
looks like me. Just more ripped. He's just really like a skinny, small build.
These fights are gonna end in catastrophe. The more you talk about it,
the less I want to watch.
I want to watch it even more now than ever.
They're gonna be bad fights.
That's why I think it's gonna be terrible, bro. Okay, dude.
It's gonna be fucking hilarious.
Have you guys watched high school fights? They're always bad fights, and everybody fucking loves when kids fight in high school. it's true, it's gonna look like the same. Everybody's gonna scream world star.
I see another one. I don't know who Vinny Hacker is. That his name? Vinny Hacker, but like. This might be the best fight of the night, Deji, because Deji's got some boxing.
Deji's fighting Vinny Hacker.
Vinny Hacker, honestly, if you watch like the pressers, he has no will or want to fight. He really does not give a fuck. They've made compilations of him sitting there like this whole time.
Oh, dude. I want to do this so badly.
They've actually been shitting on
Vinny, the poor fucking guy. First off, probably doesn't even want to fight. And then you got that fucking loser, Fousey Tube. I hate that fucking guy.
Oh my God.
He's like, can I box Fousey? He's like, Deji, you turned down the fight with Taylor because you were scared. And Deji's like, no, they offered me Taylor after I fight Vinny.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, yeah, that's Vinny Hacker.
By the way.
Yeah.
Oh, Vinny's in good shape.
Yeah, he's in great shape. He's like a model. That's like what he is.
Which I don't think Deji's in good shape, but
no, Deji's. Have you seen him box?
I know.
Yeah, he
looks good.
No. I think Deji will win the fight.
Yeah.
Right. Deji has been Jake Paul's best fucking opponent so far. Right.
Yeah,
so
but
it's like.
But what was I saying? Yeah. So no. Then they're like.
I just don't. Yeah. Think
you
he's in shape.
You turned down a hard fight for an easy one, for an easy fight, and then Deji gets mad. And he's like, why are you discrediting Vinny before we've even fought? Well, like, who says Taylor's any better than him? Taylor's never boxed either.
Yeah.
Like, why did who said that he turned
down? Why are you shouting?
I didn't mean to.
My fucking ears are killing me.
But no, I actually like. See, this makes me want to watch it even more.
I think that,
look at the fucking content that we get from it every time. Like, come on.
Oh, no, I'm going to watch it. I'm just saying, like.
You don't want to.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be.
I just think it's
going to
be hilarious.
The Jake Paul one was horrendous.
And then you got. You got some. Like. You guys don't know who these people are.
Okay, but say them.
DDG versus Nate Wyatt.
Yeah, I'm going for Nate.
Nate, for sure.
I don't know who that is. And then FaZe Jarvis versus Michael Lee.
Jarvis.
Mm-hmm. The guy
Mr.
who cheated.
Fortnite ban?
Yeah, Fortnite cheater. FaZe Jarvis. I like how they don't even put his actual name.
Yeah, it was
just FaZe Jarvis.
I'd like to fight
Why
him.
Don't they remove the FaZe?
Because he's part of FaZe, bro.
He's still part of FaZe.
Yeah, him and his brother have been, like, his brother has been part of FaZe since, like, the OG days.
Dude, I would love to fight FaZe Jarvis.
So, like, is FaZe, like, wouldn't they be, like...
I think they're putting their tags, aren't they? Aren't these all their tags?
The reason he got banned is not for, like, cheating. He just went on, like, he cheated, but basically what he did is he used to make a Fortnite series of pretend, like, using aimbot in, like, shitty lobbies.
Oh, yeah.
So it was, like, for, like, comedy, not so much for him, like, trying to sweat it out, and then after he thinged. Michael Lee does not look like.
I think I could beat up FaZe Jarvis today.
Mm.
Like, that's an easy bag.
I haven't looked at it. FaZe Jarvis is actually in good shape, though.
Yeah. Since when?
Since this fight.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you give
that
me
that fucking dude who
you
does
give
the,
me a week, I'll get
the
in good
TikTok
shape.
Dances with the mullets fighting, too. He hasn't even started training yet.
This is Michael Lee, though. Like, I don't know. I think I got Jarvis. That's him.
I'll fight either of them and make a bag.
Oh, yeah. Jarvis is going to
Yeah, I'll fight
ass.
Either
That's
of them
the
and
TikTok
make a bag.
Honestly,
yeah.
I don't even know if there's going to be that much of... Like, how are they paying all these guys?
No idea.
Much?
They're Especially paying... They got to be paying them 5 cents.
I know. And I don't believe it. I feel like Bryce Hall is like a compulsive fucking liar, to be honest, when I see stuff he says. But no disrespect. Just think you're a compulsive liar. Anyways, he said that he's getting $5 million just to step in the ring.
Yeah, and a $1 million knockout bonus.
Why? There's no
I don't
way.
Believe
there's
it.
No way.
I don't
that
think
Bryce Hall can bring. That's like Conor McGregor UFC numbers. There's no chance he can sell that many.
Yeah,
fucking
but Triller's. I think Triller's partnered with the mob.
They got.
I don't know where Triller gets the money
fucking
to do
money.
This.
They have 40 people on their app and it's
the
garbage.
Fucking, the other because like, so the bad. People they had performing at the fucking
it was
Jake
huge.
Paul fight was crazy.
Didn't Justin Bieber?
Justin
perform?
Bieber,
and Doja Cat.
You had fucking
Ice
Snoop Dogg.
Ice Cube.
Yeah. Fucking crazy.
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had fucking why was Ice Cube there?
Dude, I have no idea.
Snoop Dogg gets involved in shit like that. Why Ice Cube?
Snoop Dogg's doing boxing commentary, yeah, which
but
is
then
awesome.
you got that's fucking what I'm Snoop Dogg.
They had
Davidson.
To have paid them at least $1 million.
Oh,
each.
Pete Davidson was there.
Yeah.
You gotta give him a bag.
That's what I'm saying. You got Pete Davidson. Yeah. Like
Pete Davidson said he got paid a lot. And for Pete Davidson to say he got paid a lot because he's had a Netflix special, it's gotta be a lot.
Yeah.
But then
I saw a lot of conspiracies saying that. Thriller is not even like a real like company. It's like it's like it's like you're saying it's got ties.
I find it funny because
Mark D'Amelio owns that motherfucker. Doesn't he look like a mob boss?
Yeah, he sits there. Charlie, more content on TikTok.
Two daughters, and they have to kiss the ring like he's the Godfather. Yeah.
You got what's it called? I find it funny because it's like YouTubers versus TikTokers battle the platforms, and it's being hosted by Triller, which is a direct competitor to TikTok.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Speaking of which...
Honestly, I don't really think there's any competition.
No.
If you're being totally like facetious. Is that the word I'm looking for?
No. I have no idea. I'm not the best with vocabulary, apparently. We'll get into that. But
like, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Anyways.
But wait. So what I was going to say quickly is, first of all, Triller was made by the creators of Vine, and I can't believe they knocked out the park with Vine and just fucked up. With Triller.
No, it's got to be different. But it's got to be like totally a new staff. They're like, let's try and reimagine Vine, but make it bad.
Well, Vine was a pretty simple app.
Vine was nice, elegant, 6 seconds, cute little videos. Yeah,
extremely simple. And then like TikTok took it and said, we'll give you more seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Vine allowed nudity though.
Oh yeah, they did allow nudity.
Now that
you
I think
know
about
all
it,
about that. Yeah, I don't think they had anybody like. I don't think they cared. Give a fuck. Nobody. Yeah, man. Nobody.
No, but even
it.
The app, there was like an 18 plus restriction on it, if I remember correctly.
No,
I think
like you didn't have to be 18, but like you had like a thing logo, like where it was like caution, nude people.
Or it was like accepting.
Yeah,
like they accepted.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
If I remember,
I
could swear, but I could definitely be wrong.
TikTok was going to actually, they issued a cease and desist for this fight. They didn't like that their name was being used in all the branding. So it's called Battle of the Platforms or Battle of the Social Platforms. Mm. But then they always put YouTubers versus TikTokers everywhere, even on all the posters and everything like that. And TikTok didn't want to be associated with like
fair.
The violence aspect. So they issued a cease and desist. That was like
the
2 weeks ago.
Violence aspect.
That's what
There's
they said.
There's
going
to be no fucking violence.
Yeah. What are they talking about? TikTok's just mad they didn't get their grubby little fingers on it.
Yeah.
It's literally what it is.
Yeah. No, honestly, TikTok probably, it probably is because of the violence shit.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to take a quick break to thank Manscaped. You see it right there on Julian's shirt today. He wore the Manscaped merch.
The big Manscaped merch.
Guys, Father's Day is coming up. And the weather is catching heat. We know that because it's hot in this basement right now with no AC. Whether you have a dad bod or you're rocking a six-pack, make sure that you and your dad are smelling nice and shaved where it matters the most.
Heck yeah.
Make your dad proud this year. Go ahead, get him yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 or the Refined Cologne. They sent us both of those. You know the 4.0 came out, but this cologne has been smells great.
It does smells smell phenomenal.
Great. Yeah. It even, is. Even a woman's opinion. My sister opened up. She's like, oh my God, this is really nice cologne.
Nice, man. Nice
right?
forearms.
So, yeah, it's perfect for you.
Also,
your,
very sleek.
Yeah.
That is a high quality package. That's what I opened it in front of my dad because he was home when I got the package. And he goes, wow, that's really good packaging. And I
Beautiful.
Said, yeah, it is, Pops. Manscaped treats us right.
It just feels premium. Yeah, so it's perfect for you and your dad and your life to complete your grooming game. Right now, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code NONCON at manscaped.com. Again, 20% off and free shipping, manscaped.com, code NONCON. Yeah.
If I had to give the scent like a category, because I know like there's people on TikTok that like kind of grade
I
winter scent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say it's like an all-season type scent.
All season fresh scent.
All season fresh. Because it's definitely wintery.
Yeah.
But it's also summery. It's refreshing. Yeah. So I would definitely give it all season.
You know, actually,
fresh.
You know when I wouldn't wear it? In this humid ass weather because it's freaking the Amazon rainforest in here.
Yep.
What they want to do is they want to, like, the way that they try to approach it is they want to make it, like, the smell. They want to make it smell light, approachable, friendly, like, they don't want it to be like this, like an axe, like very strong smell, right? They want it to instead, it just acts like a body spray, but like as a cologne, they want it to just feel like, oh, it's pleasant.
It is light. It's very light.
Doesn't stand out too much, or it makes you like, who's that douchebag who, you know, drank the fucking cologne bottle?
Yeah.
But it's like, but it's there.
It's a compliment. It's a compliment getter. Ooh, I've seen people say that. It's a compliment getter.
I like that.
But anyways.
Yeah. So again, that's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code NONCON, NONCON.
Now back to our regular scheduled programming.
Okay. I want to talk about, like, I guess going viral again. Mm-hmm. We made some movie facts. We tried something different, not just guess the movie.
And it actually ended up working.
And it worked. It worked well. Yeah, we stuck to guess the movie for a while because we're getting our other stuff taken down. We're like, we're going to get banned. Let's keep it safe here. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I love that movie fact that we talked about. I told you guys it was one of the movie facts that blew my mind away and was so, made me so excited.
Mm.
Post this video, it starts doing really good the night of, like 25K in the first like couple of hours. Mm. And then the fucking comments started flooding in.
Oh, it's our great comments.
Commented video. Listen, there's like, there's some very positive comments. Like, we made a loop with it. And it was like, oh my God, what a good loop. Yeah. And I'm like, thank you. Like, I know it, like, just makes you get the chills when you see that loop.
Yeah.
Right?
Chills.
Lots of people.
Piss chills.
Exactly. Lots of people liked the actual, like, connection.
Yeah.
But then, like, it now has over 500 comments. Our video with, like, 970,000 views only has, like, 130 comments.
Mm.
This one's at 900,000 and has 500 now, okay?
Yeah.
And I swear that, like, what, 65, 70% of them are calling me an idiot, stupid.
You deserve it.
A fucking dumbass.
Yeah, they got you. They have you rattled.
How many names
they have you rattled.
I was okay. Listen, I found it funny for the most part.
You're lying to our face.
No, you've been rattled. I was laughing at them. I got rattled when they started taking it too far. Some fucking names people were calling me. Some of the shit people were saying to me. Yeah, then it was like, why are you so fucking mean? Why are you so pressed over this? Because I used the word inevitable wrong.
Why are you so mean?
Yeah, they're fucking...
People on the internet are mean.
No, it's TikTok more than anything, man. Fucking TikTok is the place you get those type of comments.
Wait till we get Twitter famous.
Oh, those guys are bad.
And Instagram in the fucking comment
bars. I'll probably just never read a Twitter thread.
No, Twitter is ruthless. There's no like regulation.
But so is TikTok. TikTok's ruthless. Guys, listen. I actually deleted some of the comments because I'm like, this is too far. The fucking shit people were saying. Right? There was one first of all, my other thing was also like, okay, like there is 550 comments. Like I said, 70% of them are mentioning that I used the word inevitable wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that the next person that comes by, sees this, gets fucking furious, they fucking click comments? You don't see all the other comments there?
No, they need to let you know. Yeah,
you need to also be the one who goes like, hey, you used the word inevitable wrong, you fucking low-life loser. You should go burn in hell.
You have to let them know.
Yeah.
Are you going to use it wrong next time?
No.
You know what I have to say to those people?
What?
Thank you for 900,000 views.
That's what I have to say too.
Yeah. No, and that's what the thing was. It's like, I get it was a double-edged sword, but there was one person who fucking got... Listen, this
name
is...
Name drop him. I'm going to call his house.
No.
Spot him.
He basically... Someone comments and says like, oh, you used inevitable wrong, but I see the point you're trying to make and this is so cool. And then after they comment back and go, too bad these guys know absolutely fucking nothing and should never post something like this on the internet ever again. So I responded, I'm
this
like...
This dude trolled you so hard,
no,
it's
no, no,
unreal.
No, he didn't. Listen. This guy was taking it seriously because I go to him like, hey, I'm like, it's all fun and games. We're just trying to have good vibes here. But you know what? I throw a little passive-aggressive thing.
There you go.
I know how to be the most... Wait, I was trying to farm comments at that point still, right? I was. So what I did is, I saw his name, and so I just fucking, at the end, I'm like, we're just having good vibes. But you, like, I could have left it there. But then when you use someone's name, it makes them feel like, don't approach me by name. Mm-hmm. So I threw his name in there, or their name in there. Like, right?
Name drop them.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to say it. I'm not.
Because I'm scared now.
No, I don't feel like you'll be able to find it. Like, we commented on it. So I'm not sending any people, like, to go look for this person.
All I was going to say is, that comment there specifically, I don't like that me and Julian got dragged into it. Because they said you guys, and it was clearly Greg.
Let me tell you what his response. Then after his response goes... When you speak with conviction about something, but you're so completely wrong, you make people believe that you're right. I hope no one ever uses your point as proof to back up a statement in an argument.
I'm so glad he hit you with that.
Oh, that's so good.
He destroyed you, dude.
No, what the? Why don't you just? I'm just laughing at the fact that, like, why would a person even say something like that? Like,
it's so good.
I hope someone. Listen, I'm not upset about that comment. I found it fucking funny.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
Like, he didn't end me because I
feel like he's got to be trolling.
Yeah.
No. There's no way someone's serious.
I looked at his page, and just looking at his page, this guy's not a troll. This guy is on there just serious comments. I'm telling you. I looked at their page.
He's passionate about Marvel. His
like and things like that, but like so I don't know, but
he already knows. We could find it easy. You basically gave two of his comments away and they know the video.
Yeah, but regardless, all I'm saying is in the sense of like the fact that they I'm just saying I don't know what they identify as. That's what I mean.
Oh, I see. So what
it's like
saying.
No, but like trust me, I found that one funny more than anything. It didn't have me pressed. You don't win it over me when, like, I commented and let through the passive aggressive thing in there to try and get him. I wanted to see what his response would be. Mm-hmm. And when he said that, I was just like, yeah, I damn sure that no one uses my freaking 40-second TikTok as a proof to back up some point in an argument you're having. Who's going to have an argument over this shit, anyways?
You never
Clearly
know.
Clearly, everyone in the comments.
It could be a presidential debate one day.
Yeah.
And now somebody's has miskewed information or skewed information.
They're
going to
lose the debate.
Because of our TikTok.
My favorite one. Hold on. I do have to read this one out.
I clap back at somebody with something. I don't remember what I said. It was just absolute gibberish.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. You just, someone said,
you just used a bunch of wrong words.
You don't know what the word inevitable means, you idiot. And then after you go, doesn't invincible mean the same thing as invulnerable, but when like this, this, and this?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Oh, I don't have it on this phone. I have it on the other phone, but basically someone goes to me and goes, you don't know what inevitable means, you Elon Musk fucking dumbass looking motherfucker.
Elon Musk.
Oh god.
It's like you.
That's so good.
He just went on and on and on. He's like you cheap Elon Musk looking motherfucker loser. And that guy I think was trolling. I think that guy saw everyone in the comments saying it, so he just wrote on it. And I looked at that one. I just laughed so hard.
That's a good comment.
And I responded to him. I go, you just like that's been my favorite comment of this. Whole fucking thread.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I chirped you too. I commented.
Were you in there?
You
in there? Sorry, fucking moron. Yeah. This fucking moron think he is.
I think he did. I mean, we posted like that second TikTok as a joke to like just because so many people called me an idiot.
Yeah.
And then like people started commenting on that one. Someone's like, "We called you stupid because you're stupid at the fact that you don't know what inevitable and invincible mean."
Who would think that were? We've had so many mistakes, guys. Like so many, like legitimate mistakes about like movie guess the movies and stuff like that. Like when you called the terrorists.
Oh, the rebels. I said the Empire were the terrorists.
Yeah, yeah. And people got mad, but it was like a couple, you know what I mean? This is like a word.
Yeah.
Like, and it went nuts.
I called Titan a planet.
Yeah, you weren't wrong.
I called Titan a planet.
It's a moon.
But it was a moon. But like, and while some people pointed out that Titan is a moon, they weren't even as mad about that. I feel like that's something you're more mad about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, there's grammar Nazis.
Yeah.
It's a word.
Not to mention, I left in purposely to bait out comments when Pepsi goes, "Oh, Mars is CGI," and I go, "That's Titan, actually." I left that in purposely for people to call me a know-it-all because I know that's a thing that happens, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not lying when I say that. I left it in intentionally, or I could have taken it out if I didn't want to look like a know-it-all.
It's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, and I did. And someone even made it a point to go, and they're like, you know the glasses emoji, where it's like the synonymous emoji for a know-it-all? Someone goes, actually, Titan's a planet. Glasses emoji. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how can you say, like, what's so funny is this so entire good. Comment section is the embodiment of that. That fucking glasses emoji. Tell me it's not.
I think Greg had to vent.
Yeah.
Had to let that off his chest.
That's the comments that didn't bother him one bit at all. It didn't bother him for a second. He didn't have these bullets loaded.
No, I wanted to talk about it because I thought it'd be funny. So that's why I have all this stuff. Jokes. And, you know, but at the end of the day, like, did this really, really bother me? No, we got 10,000 followers in 1 week. You think I give a shit? The video is going to, like, it may pass and be our most viewed video.
I hope so.
It's got fucking 135,000 likes. It's got fucking our most shares on any video. Mm. So at the end of the day, what I realized is, like I said, there was a lot of positive comments and things like that. Mm. When you have all that, I realized that the general overall thing was positive feedback and people liked that thing. They liked the loop. There's people who said they liked the fact. There's just a very vocal minority, which comes with... the internet.
You know what really sucks, though, too, just to add on to this whole like sad train? You know all those shares?
Yeah.
There's also comments in there to their friends going, look at this fucking idiot who doesn't know what this means. So there's actually more comments calling you an idiot, but then you don't see them. There's probably, a thousand. A few
group chats actually going, look at this fucking moron.
I can't believe a fucking word of everything that we've gotten wrong. It's a word.
It wasn't.
Yeah, like fucking now you see me having guns.
That one still makes me. Yeah. It has guns, but like the magicians don't.
Yeah, I thought they were pulling Glocks. They were like, here's a king. And then they flipped it at a gun.
He's like, get the fuck. Get on all fours, bitch.
You think I was going to kill you with a playing card?
You fucking idiot.
You think I'm a fucking fool?
You've activated my fucking trap card. This was a great roast session on Greg. It was much needed, to be honest. He just had to really have to sink in that, you know, don't mess up your grammar.
Hey.
Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in this week to another episode of
What is this?
I have no idea.
Thank you for tuning in to the very sweaty non-confrontational podcast.
We're all glowing and glistening today.
I'd like to say we could pitch for the Toronto Blue Jays, but it's really hot today. And honestly, our arm, the movement on the ball won't be there because our fingers will be too fucking clammy.
I'm a little sweaty right now. I'm pretty sure.
If they get any sweatier, the ball's just going to slip out and fly into the rafter. So
you know what they say. Thanks, Blue Jays don't like sweaty balls.
Yeah.
That's why you should get yourself some ball toner from Manscaped.
Exactly.
Maple Leafs, on the other hand, that's in some cold climates. You guys want three new players? I'd take a cheap deal. You don't have to pay me more than $750,000. 5-year deal.
I'll take $250,000.
Yeah.
$750,000 is the minimum they could put.
$250,000. I'll wipe that fucking bench clean, spotless.
They can't. They legally cannot give you $250,000.
Give me $750,000. I'll clean the bench and the Alvarez Zamboni. I'll get suspended
within the first 4 seconds of my shift when I take out fucking anybody right by the shins, just diving.
Okay, this is a long one. Let's wrap it up.
We will see you later.